Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 29 of Pepperdine People. I'm Nydia Paredes, and I'm a recent and very proud Pepperdine Law School graduate. I am also a Newt Barr Institute Fellow with the Special Education Advocacy Clinic here at Pepperdine. And as a fellow, I work with the director of the clinic, Professor Richard Peterson, with client management, legal research, and most relevant to our discussion today, and a personal highlight, is working with the law students who enroll in the clinic every semester. And I'm joined today by one such law student, Brittany Henry. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. It's great to be here.
Brittany's enrolled in the clinic and also in the special education law class, and she's agreed to talk to us about her experience in the clinic. Brittany, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what sparked your interest in the clinic.
Sure. My name is Brittany Henry, and I am a second-year law student at Pepperdine Law School. And I joined the clinic for it can't be described in one reason. I can just start. I had some experience with special education outside of law. My mother is a speech-language pathologist in the school systems, and she works with a lot of children with special needs. And I worked as a volunteer and under her as a speech aide, translating for her Spanish-speaking students who had speech impediments, helping her create some activities for them to learn and things like that. So that really sparked my interest. As a clinic member, one of the reasons why I joined is I wanted to get practical hands-on experience that I can't get in a classroom. I mean, I think one of the greatest things about law school to show your or exemplify your talents is through application, not right. necessarily through a three-hour exam where right. you're under pressure to just regurgitate what you learned in 15 weeks. So the clinic gave me an opportunity not only to apply what I learned, but also to develop my intrapersonal skills, my client interview skills, practice my Spanish language skills as well. That's with right. my Spanish clients, yeah. and also just to develop organization, which I think is key to learn, and that's something you can't learn in class besides like time management. In the clinic, we are assigned anywhere between 2 and 5 clients at one time, and they all have so many intricate issues that you just got to keep up with the details and keep up with the meetings that you schedule for them. And it's just a great experience just to grow as a law student, as a future attorney, and to use skills that you will do on the job. And it's great to have that now as opposed to on your first day of your job post-law school.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And right. You came into the clinic with some previous experience already with special education. And it seems in my experience that some students do come in, and that's why they join the clinic, right? Because they have maybe a relative or a sibling that has special needs, and they want to be able to learn and later advocate for them. Like myself, there are some who maybe came in and didn't really know what special education law entailed, but had a passion for children's advocacy. And I know others also who have come into the clinic and, you know, they don't anticipate working in this field whatsoever, but they want to do something meaningful while they're in law school, and they want to help others with what they know. And, you know, this is just a chance for them to do that. Like you said, to put into practice all the theory that you do learn in the 3 years of law school, finally be able to do something so practical like interviewing a client or writing a letter for them, teaching them how to write a letter. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what work in the clinic as a student staff member really entails?
Sure. Well, the primary goal is to assist your client, which is usually a child, but you're working through the parent, of course, since the parents come to you. The families are referred to us through other school district systems. It involves things like identifying what the issue is with their child in school. Like, is the child not providing them with certain specialized programs that the parent has requested for them? A lot of times, the parents may not completely understand what their rights are and responsibilities as a parent and what laws are out there for them to assist them in their quest for getting their child what they need in terms of education and helping them in their studies and any sort of extra reinforcement they need because of their child's disability. our goal in the clinic is to assist them in the process. It's almost like we're holding their hand through the process of communicating with the school, conducting or planning an IEP, which is an individualized education program, or where they discuss what are the unique needs of the child, what needs to be done to implement a program to help them with this child, things like that. And a lot of times this involves a lot of procedural safeguards too, like certain forms to file, like if they want – if the parents want to file a due process or a compliance complaint against the school district for not providing them with the assistance or the educational reinforcement that their child needs. It also involves once a week our clinic has decided to hold parent trainings, because the goal of the clinic is to empower the parent
right. To
have the knowledge with what they need to assist their child through the whole process in school. Like
right. If
the child has Down syndrome and needs like a behavioral aid or anything like that, our work in the clinic is only for a semester, and a lot of times the clinic members do not enroll again, or this might be the last semester that the parents come to us for help. We want to make sure that after we're done helping them, they have the tools to complete the work that we've done for
exactly,
them already.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
And just so our listeners know, we've been doing these parent trainings for about seven weeks now, and Brittany had the opportunity to actually present on a topic and teach the parents about their procedural safeguards, their rights under the federal statute that applies to special education law, which is the IDEA. And Brittany, why don't you tell us about that experience?
Sure.
I know you really enjoyed that.
I did. This is my first time getting in front of parents and talking to them about, well, at least in the clinic setting, meaning I've done this other ways, but not presenting procedural safeguards. I got to teach parents who were just so eager to learn, and that just really influenced the good aura while I was up there on the podium to get a positive response. That was great. I was teaching them things like telling them like some procedural days, like you have X amount of days to file this complaint, and this is how you file it, and this is the information you want to put in there, and just telling them the specifics of different, like if you want to request certain programs or certain procedures to be done, there's a specific way you have to do it or else it's not going to get granted. So
right. Just
teaching them those and having I spent time working on these forms and making sure that it was something that was a prototype and something that these parents – it wouldn't be too difficult for them to comprehend.
Exactly.
So, and it's something that they can just have as a template when they compose their own compliance complaint or a request for auditory processing assessment or request for a translator or request for whatever they need. So,
right. And
just having this as a database for them to use goes towards our mission of empowering these parents.
Exactly.
So, and just seeing their eagerness and willingness to learn. And I almost felt like it was they were just happy that someone, a young person, was interested not only in helping their child, but in this area of law. And just seeing that sort of appreciation and eagerness and being able to help them and seeing that it's just a great – I think it's a great experience that every law student should have.
Right.
So, yeah.
I agree. I know it was the highlight of my law school career to be a part of the clinic and work with the parents mm-hmm. and their kids and – it impacted my law school experience. How has this clinic – I know this is your first semester in the clinic and you're taking the special ed law class at the same time. And so it's just a lot of information being put into practice practically the next day.
Right.
So how has that impacted your law school experience so far?
Well, in a lot of positive ways. As a first-year law student, I'm sure I'm not the only one that could attest to this. Your confidence definitely goes in the tube after you get your first year grades.
Yeah, I agree.
Second semester, you learn how to take a law school exam. Your grades improve. First year, you have your job or externship or what have you. But the clinical experience, the clinical program this semester has impacted my law school experience tremendously by giving me the confidence to stand and speak, like just in public speaking and being more comfortable in presenting tools that I've learned over the semester and just – I'm acting almost as like an attorney in the sense more so than an externship because it's not like I'm working under someone so much. I'm definitely supervised. I mean, just that's by an attorney and then
right. You
yourself. So, but a lot of responsibility is on my hands. I'm their teacher. I'm
yeah. The
one that's teaching these parents what they need to know. I'm the one that's taking on their case and doing the groundwork, the investigation, the organization, the follow-up. And that's just not something you get at a job, at a judicial externship as a law clerk.
So yeah, that's true.
That's a really good part of my law school experience.
That's true. And yeah. I know you've already shared with us some of the highlights. Is mm-hmm. there any other favorite moment that you can think of to just kind of close up our discussion here?
Sure. Well, I would always refer to a highlight in seeing like the end result of something I've worked on so hard for the semester. For example, one of my clients, a child, her daughter was diagnosed with Down syndrome, I believe, and she has some other developmental disorders. But overall, she had scored highly on standardized exams. So this child was ready to be mainstreamed, but for whatever reason, whether the school district did not want to mainstream her, maybe it's because they were not prepared to assist or teach this child with her specific disability. But the end result is that we got her mainstreamed in two classes. So, and this is a child whose mother does not speak English too well, had really no idea what laws were afforded to her or her rights as a parent that she had in advocating for her child to get what she needs. And just seeing after we conducted the IEP, and after some meetings with the school district, she was indeed mainstreamed in two classes.
That's
so
great.
That was excellent.
That's great. Yeah. That's the end product of your work, right?
Exactly.
So I think any law student and any attorney is satisfied when they see progress in a case that they've been working on.
Oh, absolutely.
So. Well, thank you, Brittany, so much for agreeing to share your experience.
Of
I know
course.
You're a busy law student and finals are coming up, so we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
And that's all for us.
Okay. Thank you.